SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی.
Fashion designer student at Flinders University, Irene Samadi. Welcome to SBS Radio Kurdish program. Irene, you're in your final year at university to become a fashion designer. What got you into the design industry?
First of all, I would like to say thank you for inviting me again. It's an honor. At first, since I was really young, I've always been interested in fashion, clothes, especially the colors, and I would always match my clothes together, the pieces. But when it came to going to university and choosing what degree I wanted to do, I actually did an arts and interior architecture degree. However, it was just not for me, and it was my parents' idea to start studying fashion professionally. And I just got into it, and I absolutely love it. I don't see myself doing anything else other than fashion ever.
What is the most challenging thing about what you do?
The world of fashion is extremely stressful, especially studying fashion is very stressful because you are given a limited amount of time to get everything done, and you have to do everything yourself. You can't really get other people to do it for you, obviously, because you're studying it and you want to gain as much experience as possible. So that's it's just the time, and there's another also the part of being creative as well. You constantly have to be creative. You constantly have to design pieces that are unique if you want to become successful. And I think it's just that's the most stressful part. It's really stressful, and it's also the time as well. You don't have a lot of time.
If it's so stressful, is it worth it though?
Definitely. A lot of people ask me this question. It was a good question, actually, because if you enjoy doing it, it is definitely worth it, because although it's so stressful, but at the end, when you see the end result, you would be so proud of yourself, and you would be so happy, and you would absolutely forget all the times, all the breakdowns that you've had. It just all goes away.
Irene, what would be one of the best pieces you have designed so far?
I would definitely say I designed one piece that was for a wool competition in Hamilton, which won first place in corporate. That was definitely one of my favorite pieces that I've ever designed. However, the collection that I'm designing for my graduation would definitely be my absolute favorite, because I've used a Kurdish fabric called Merez, and I cannot wait for everyone to see the collection.
How would you describe your own style?
My style, I would say that it's, I try to make it as sophisticated as possible. I try to find pieces that are extremely unique, and they are not like what other people would usually wear. And I try to give my clothes characters. Every piece that I own has a different character, and depending on how I feel that day, I would put on a different piece of clothing.
So it depends on your mood.
Yes, exactly. It depends where I'm going and how I feel. If I'm going, I don't know, if I'm going to a wedding, obviously, it would be different. If I'm going to a work meeting, it would definitely be different. However, I always try to look as strong and as confident as possible, and my clothes definitely help me to feel that way.
What's your goal as a future designer?
My goal would definitely be having my own brand and making my brand to be known worldwide. I want everyone to know about my brand, knowing it as a very successful brand, and I want my brand to be able to give confidence to women and men as well. That's definitely my goal.
Could you tell us about your graduation fashion show in February 2019, please?
Sure. So my graduation fashion show would be on the 9th of February 2019. It will be a fashion show that would be showcasing my collection and also 29 other students' collections as well. And we each have five outfits to showcase, and everyone is welcome to come and see the collections. They all are each unique and different, so it will be a really, really interesting and exciting fashion show.
And have you named your collection a name?
Yes, so my collection is called Berivan Schwan, And when I was moving to Australia, my grandma told me, never forget where you come from and who you are, and never forget that you're a Kurdish girl. And that always stuck with me. And when it came to choosing a name for my brand, I've always loved the name Shwan. And when I talked to my dad and he told me about Berivan, and I was really excited because that was exactly the name that I wanted, Berivan Shwan. Berivan, I think, is such an independent and strong woman, and Shwan as well, he's such a strong man. And I thought those two names would go so well together and it would showcase my brand perfectly.
Irene Samadi, thank you for being with us on SBS Radio Kurdish program again, and good luck with the fashion preparation for February 2019.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
The 2018 SBS National Languages Competition. Have you entered? The competition is open to anyone learning a new language until the 18th of November. For more information, visit sbs.com.au/NLC18.